If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out. Good morning, everybody. It's your girl Miracle Sims, and you are listening to God, Sex, and Love. Your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. It is May the 16th, 2022, and today the topic is solemn vows. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. I hope that you all had a wonderful weekend. Mine was just fine. Yes, indeed. Oh, man. Okay. Well, there was quite a few things that happened this weekend. Saturday was pretty chill. Yeah, pretty chill overall. Just kind of was a, let's say a do-nothing day, but kind of. Just kind of like a at-home with the fam kind of day. Yesterday, I did end up performing at this lounge and bar situation. Shout out to my homegirl Summer for stopping by and joining me last night and everything like that. Shout out to the band. The band was great. Shout out to the catering or the chef or whatever. I had this really good house Rasta pasta, which had salmon and shrimp and chicken in it, I believe, and it was really good and whatnot. Shout out to the hostess. Shout out to the hostess as well. a lot happened. A lot happened. A lot. And I think partial of the experience is ultimately leading up to this conversation today, to be honest. Because when I woke up this morning, I did wake up to the sound of my alarm. And I listened to the prayer meditation, but I don't remember what it was about. It was one of those situations where I just, when I woke up, I started listening to it. Again, without fully getting up and making sure that I was up. And so at some point, you guys know I wake up at 4, so if I started listening to the thing, next thing I know, I look at the clock and it was like 4:45 or something, so I must have dozed off on the thing, I'm assuming. So yeah, I don't remember what the prayer meditation was about that I was listening to. But there was a few words and whatnot that came into my mind. So it started with peace, so the word peace came into my mind. So I started looking up that, like, basically every word and phrase that came into my mind at that point when I got back up around 4:45 or whatever it was, I started to look up. Because I was almost going to listen to the thing again just because I was like, I don't really remember what it was saying. But I guess I started to just look up verses centered around what I was thinking about, which was like, first it started with peace, and then it was some other phrases and whatnot. And ultimately, and let me hear the solemn vows, solemn vows. So, when I looked up the word vow this morning, it says a solemn promise. And then that's what led me to the word solemn, which says formal and dignified. So, I mean, this thing could have been named several different things. I mean, you know, I think the focus is on promises, broken promises. It could go on and on, like, honestly. But I mean, I guess this goes for it all, right? I guess solemn vows is just a formal way to say it. But maybe the topic is broken promises today, or maybe the topic is, something along those lines. I don't know. But regardless, here we are. This Monday morning talking about solemn vows. So Let's see what the Bible has to say. All right. So James 5 and 12 says, "But above all, my brothers, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or by any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no be no, so that you may not fall under condemnation." Whew. All right. I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna keep reading here. No, Numbers. Numbers 30 and 2 says, "If a man vows a vow to the Lord or swears an oath to bind himself by a pledge, he shall not break his word, or he shall do according to all that proceeds out of his mouth." Ooh. Psalms 76 and 11 says, "Make your vows to the Lord your God and perform them. Let all words No, wait. Let all around him bring gifts to him who is to be favored." Believe that's favor. Y'all can confirm that. And then the last verse that I felt led to share this morning was Psalms 61 and 8. "So I will ever say, praise, sing praises to your name as I perform my vows day by day." So, man, I guess ultimately what I received this morning from these verses and whatnot is there's something to be said about promises. There's something to be said about vows. There's something to be said about when you say something. I know that was part of the conversation. So, I mean, obviously there was some little things that happened. I ain't gonna lie. Some little things happened. Again, without getting into details, it's not about that. The phrases, business is business and all these different things. And obviously, I'm going to think about things a little deeper than just face value. At the end of the day, I understand that everything happens for a reason, everything happens for a reason. So I'm not, now at one point I was upset about the situation. I was about to say I'm not upset about, I'm not upset at this present moment. But at some point I was upset. So I appreciate my friend Summer for being a voice of reason last night. I think she was trying to keep me calm. I don't think I'm ever someone that's going to be just like, or I haven't been, right? Now my husband may have seen another side of me or may have seen me irate or something like that. But for the most part, I'm pretty calm, chill, like not an irate person, not flying off the wall. You know what I mean? Like I'm not gonna be rash for the most part, I would think. Throughout my life, 35 years now, I have not been like a rash person in regards to when I'm upset or something like that. And we can have conversations. I don't have an issue with having conversations if needs be, right? But I mean, I guess like these verses say, let your yes be yes, your no be no, do what you say you're gonna do, X, Y, and Z. I mean, I try to do that, and everything like that. And so to be, I guess, basically in a scenario that wasn't like fully upheld, if that makes any sense. It was a interesting place to be, because there it came along with a lot of different thoughts and things to ponder on, just for me in my life, for me with my business, for me in general, right? And I mean, ultimately, it leads me to talk to y'all about it. So obviously, I mean, I don't know if anybody else can relate to this in any way. Maybe you're someone that may have an issue with keeping promises or vows, right? Maybe you're someone that are dealing with people that, have issues with keeping promises or vows. I don't know. It could go a lot of ways. So depending on where you are in this scenario, I mean, regardless, I mean, obviously, According to the verses that I've already shared, that these things are quite serious. We can't just, how can we say? We should take what we say seriously, basically. And, especially, when you're making a vow of some sort, whether it's formally or not, promises of some sort, things like that, because it does affect your life. It affects your life. Now, whether it's business or personal, you know what I mean? Maybe it whether it's like a marriage or, partnerships or whatever the case is, you just want to be, a man or woman of your word. And the Bible upholds us to that. obviously, we all human, grace, mercy, all that. You know what I'm saying? No one's perfect. Not even me. I'm not, I try to do good business, but I'm not perfect out here, and everything like that. But I think for me, it just gave me some things to think about. It gave me some things to consider, when it comes to moving forward, not even just with, the scenario or business endeavors that I'm currently speaking of, but also with, other endeavors that I was thinking about prior to the situation. And I mean, maybe it makes me value, right, people like my dream team, my international dream team. I know I shout them out all the time, but it's like it makes me value these people even more, to have gone through what happened yesterday. Because at the end of the day, I would never want anybody working with me to feel what I felt, if that makes any sense. So again, not trying to go deep into the, details and nitty-gritty details about, the situation or whatever. It's because it's neither here nor there. Again, I believe things happen for a reason. Maybe it all happened for me to be talking about it on here today for whoever listens to the sound of my voice, again, I'm not mad about the situation. And I appreciate all those involved, and I appreciate again my friend that was there. I believe that she made some connections while she was there as well. So things happen for a reason. And so even if things didn't pan out the way, we all may have hoped, or the way we had thought, or whatever the case is, it happened how it was supposed to, and everything like that. And who can be mad at that? Because at the end of the day, God is the planner here. You know what I'm saying? He orchestrated every aspect of our life. So yeah, I mean that's really it. That's really it. I mean, those are all the verses that I had this morning. I know that I've shared them. I shared them all at one time, so I know there's somebody tuning in now. Good morning, good morning. Yeah, I did all three of the verses. I just kind of read them back to back this morning. But ultimately, like I said, I'm just kind of, what I'm receiving here is just, hey, keep your promises. Be a man or woman of your word. Formally or non-formally, and there's, not saying just consequences to actions and whatnot, but I mean the word has plenty to say, to reiterate that or to help us in this area. I mean, plenty of verses in the Go Deeper section to peruse and let marinate on your heart, souls, and minds. I think that the verses in the Go Deeper section today are interesting to read over. I would have picked out some of the verses in there to share as well, but I just kind of feel led to share the ones that I shared. So that's it, y'all. That's the juice when it comes to that. But the Bible verse of today is Romans 8:1. It says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
This has been brought to you in part by Anointed Touch, Health, Fitness, and Beauty. Eat right and exercise daily. Walk with God run from the devil. 1 John 20:20, you have an anointing from the Holy One. Visit anointedtouch-hfb.com for more information.